Tonight, I want to talk about Calvin and Hobbes. No, not the 16th century theologian and the 17th century philosopher, though that would be an interesting discussion. I want to talk about a boy named Calvin and his best friend Hobbes, who happens to be... well, what is Hobbes? That is the question and the subject of this story. If you don't know already, Calvin and Hobbes are the title characters in a comic strip that was written and drawn by Bill Watterson during a 10-year span from 1985 to 1995. Calvin is a young boy with two parents, no siblings, and a very active imagination. And Hobbes, well, Hobbes is either a giant tiger who stands upright and can talk and sing and play and have all kinds of adventures with Calvin and get into and out of all kinds of scrapes with him and give him all kinds of good and bad advice and just be Calvin's best and closest friend, or else he is a small stuffed plush tiger that Calvin carries everywhere. Most readers of the comics assume that Hobbes is real only in Calvin's imagination. Certainly, no one besides Calvin ever sees Hobbes as anything other than a stuffed toy. Whenever there is another character in the panel, Watterson drew Hobbes as small, silent, and inert. But as soon as Calvin is alone, there is Hobbes standing tall, giving his opinions and ready for anything Calvin can come up with. So another theory is that Hobbes comes to life whenever Calvin is alone. However, it seems that neither theory is completely correct, and perhaps the truth of Hobbes is both much simpler and much more complex. Watterson himself has explained that Calvin sees Hobbes in one way, and everyone else sees Hobbes another way. Hobbes is more about the subjective nature of reality than dolls coming to life. To put another way, much like most things in life, Hobbes's reality is in the eye of the beholder, or yet, in another way, Hobbes is real to Calvin because he loves him. And that's exactly as real as any beloved thing needs to be. Never let anyone tell you that what you love isn't real, because I've got a secret. The things the universe has in store for you are magnificent, mysterious, and marvelous. If you were looking for a sign, this is it.